Here you go. The newest news on the Dolphins' search for a GM comes from Armando Salguero of the Miami Herald, who today reported that more interviews are coming and that the team is not in a rush. He described the mentality of the people at the Dolphins is that they want the right guy, not the right now guy. And so they're willing to wait a little bit longer. On Friday, I think, you know, once we saw that the Senior Bowl was just a couple of days away, we addressed, hey, wouldn't you want the GM to be in place by the time the Senior Bowl starts, which of course is not the case because the Senior Bowl is underway. My response then, and the response that apparently came from within the Dolphin organization to Armando was, yeah, maybe it would be ideal, but anyone you're going to potentially hire as GM is at the Senior Bowl anyway.
Correct.
And on top of that, as Jeff Darlington of the NFL Network told us last week, the Senior Bowl is not the end-all, be-all of draft preparation. Now, you'd again, ideally like somebody to be there, but a lot more goes into it than just the Senior Bowl when you're getting ready for the draft.
Yeah, definitely. When you talk about the Senior Bowl, the scouts, general managers, everybody's going to be there because this is where you heard John and Jimmy talk about the top talent that the National Football League has listed of upperclassmen is going to be at this football game. So everybody's going to have hands on deck because soon as these meetings are over, guess what? It is a feeding ground for those scouts to go over there and start to interview and set up meetings for these guys to come up and talk and start to the interview process. So, and then it transitioned right into when you go to the combine, the same thing. The Dolphins will be there as well as all other 31 national football teams, and they're going to have their representatives there as well. So a lot of executives and a lot of guys that make some decisions and go out and watch these kids on a daily and regular basis are going to be not only at the Senior Bowl, on the upcoming combine and these pre-combines as well. So it's a number of times that the Dolphins have an opportunity to be able to meet with some guys that they feel that is best fitted for this job. Like you heard, Jesse, you just talked about it. They're not in a rush. Jeff Darlington just reported that they're not in a rush. They want to have the right person to come in and fit this Dolphins organization so we can make that initial push to get back on that winning track.
I think pretty much all the guys that the Miami Dolphins interviewed is probably going to be at all those places anyways. Mm-hmm. So they have a chance to evaluate all the talent that's there. I think once that person is chosen, then now they switch gears. And pretty much you already have your notepad of all the guys that you like and all these things. Now you got to switch gears and you have to get on the same page with the offense coordinator. You're going to have to get on the same page with the defense coordinator and how you're going to go about building this Miami Dolphin football team. So I can see why the Dolphins are not in a rush, because all those guys are still going to be doing the same work that they would normally do. So it's their decision, and I think you need the right guy. I think it's a very important decision, and there really is no need to rush. Again, they're going to be doing the same jobs that they're doing right now because they were given permission to speak to the Dolphins, and they're going to be representing their own teams in the same capacities.
Yeah, exactly. So kind of a two-pronged, you know, settle down approach here. A couple reasons why you don't have to get too worked up about it. One, again, those guys, they're there anyway. They're scouting anyway. And two, as we mentioned, Jeff Darlington telling us last week, the Senior Bowl is not the end-all, be-all of draft preparation.
And I think it's smart. I think that they really are trying to get this right. I know there's some concern about trying to get a guy in by the Senior Bowl. Look, I would stress, I mean, I know in your audience in general are the type of listeners who really pay attention to this stuff very closely. But I would stress, it's really not that big of a deal. Like, don't get too caught up in the idea that the Senior Bowl is like the end-all, be-all to the NFL draft. It's not that big of a deal. Like, even if you were to go to the scouting of the Senior Bowl, you would see that there's not even that many people paying attention to practice. To be quite honest, a lot of networking, a lot of people just making their rounds. It is important, but it's not critical for them to get the GM in place. It's important. It's just not like,
no, I understand.
Better to just get the right guy.
It's not like, worth rushing for the sake of the Senior Bowl is what you're saying.
I don't believe that the Senior Bowl is going to necessarily alter someone's. Look, the best players that come out of these drafts are not even seniors anyway. It's like it's the guys who are coming out early. So, sure. I mean, I get it. I understand it. But the Senior Bowl, you're talking about a collection of guys who have the most footage on tape of any of the players in draft already. So go watch the games that they've had. That's what these scouts will do. It's important, but getting the right GM is way more important, and that's the big question here.
That's Jeff Darlington of the NFL Network. Take his word for it. You don't have to take ours. Meanwhile, just to kind of remind you, I guess, refresher course, the guys that the Dolphins have interviewed for that position, you got Lake Dawson from the Titans, Brian Gain, the internal candidate, Omar Khan from Pittsburgh, Jason Licht from Arizona, Ray Farmer from Cleveland, and Brian Zanders also has interviewed for the position, the former GM of the Denver Broncos. Tampa Bay, another team that's looking for a GM right now, word on the street, or the internet, is that one of their two guys probably is going to end up being Mark Ross from the Giants, who the Dolphins have not interviewed, or Jason Licht, who the Dolphins have interviewed from Arizona. Those guys seem to kind of be the front runners for the Tampa Bay GM position. So if they hire Licht, obviously, you would cross him off the list. So again, the reports are that the Dolphins are going to kind of take their time here with this GM search. They're not rushing it, certainly not for the sake of the Senior Bowl. And obviously, part of this also could be that, you know, they're waiting to talk to a guy, or they're really liking the idea of a guy whose team was still playing yesterday, whether it's one of the teams that won on Championship Sunday or one of the teams that lost. Obviously, they can't speak to any of those guys until their games are over and their team is out of it. So if they're really into somebody from Denver or Seattle, this thing might drag on a couple more weeks. If it was somebody from New England, or perhaps more realistically San Francisco, something that could come a little bit more into focus in the days ahead.